This is the brief on open source technology in education. So, if you're keeping an eye on education trends, you've probably noticed that open source tech is just exploding. We're talking K-12 and even higher ed. It's basically this transparent, totally free software that's becoming a go-to, budget-friendly alternative to the big commercial systems. Okay, first up, think zero cost and total control. You heard that right. Open source software doesn't need any licenses or purchases. That means, you know, immediate budget relief for school districts. Plus, its transparency lets you get right into the original code to customize it. This gives schools some serious flexibility, which is a huge deal, especially for rural communities. Second, these tools are actually solving real-world problems for educators. I mean, they're not just theoretical. Take Moodle, for example. It's an open-source learning management system, or LMS. One school used it to replace a commercial one that kept losing their data. And then there's Jitsi, a video platform that fixed major reliability problems schools were having with other tools during remote learning. Finally, and this is the big catch, despite all the cost savings, rural schools are actually less likely to jump on board. Why? Well, the main barrier is a lack of technical expertise. You see, setting up, installing, and supporting these tools takes specialized knowledge, and a lot of rural districts just don't have that because of tight budgets. And here's the real risk. If the one person who knows how to run the system leaves, the whole project could just fall apart. So here's the bottom line. Open source tech offers incredible power and flexibility because it's free and open, but for it to really succeed long term, you've got to have the local expertise to set it up and keep it running.